Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Peter Said, We Must Obey God Rather Than Men and Share the Gospel. Amen. We need to share the gospel. Everybody who knows the Lord Jesus has a responsibility to share the gospel with others. Even if they're afraid to share the gospel. And he mandates us to share what we know. And how do we share? We can just share our testimony. We can tell people how good God is. We can pray with them. There's so many different ways that we can share the gospel. Amen. So we're reading the Bible in 1 year. I encourage you to read the Bible with me. We start every January and we end on December 31st. And I would love for you to read the Bible with me in 1 year. And don't worry if you can't read the whole scriptures for the day, because I do post 4 scriptures for the day, but it takes you about 15 minutes to read it. But if you can't read it every single day, don't worry, because next year you will start reading the Bible again, and we'll be continuing to read the Bible until Jesus comes back. Amen? Amen. So we're in the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 5. The apostles met regularly at the temple known as Solomon's Hall and did many miracles among the people. The other believers didn't dare join them, but all had the highest regard for the disciples. And many believers were added to the Lord, both men and women. Crowds came from Jerusalem suburbs, bringing their sick folks and those possessed by demons, and every single one of them were healed. The high priest arrested the apostles one day and put them in a public jail. But an angel of the Lord brought them out and told them, "Go to the temple and preach about your life, your new life in Christ." They immediately went to the temple and began preaching. Later that morning, the high priest and his courtiers arrived at the temple and convened the Jewish council and the entire Senate, and they sent for the apostles to be brought for trial. When the police arrived at the jail, the men weren't there, and they reported to the council, "The jail doors were locked, and the guards were standing outside, but when we opened the gate, no one was there." And when the police captain and chief priest heard this, they wondered what would happen next. Then someone said the men they had in jail were out in the temple preaching to the people. The policeman went with his officers and arrested them and brought them before the council. "Didn't we tell you never to preach about this Jesus?" the high priest demanded. "And instead, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring blame for this man's death on us." But Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men and preach the gospel." Amen. We must. That's what Peter says. Amen. Friends, we are compelled to share the gospel in all the world and make disciples in spite of the consequences. Mark 16, 15, and 16 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this message came from Jesus, and he said it not only in one of the Gospels, but more. In Matthew, he said that. Also in in the book of Acts, and in Mark. Amen. So we are commanded, we are mandated. Now, who should we be preaching to? To people who don't know Jesus. The people who know Jesus need to share to people who don't know Jesus. Who would that be? Anyone? Whoever God tells you to speak to? The people who are in the street, the people who are in prison, the people who are in anywhere, in your workplace, however, of course, they have rules in your workplace. So then take somebody to lunch and share the gospel, or invite them to go to church. Have a responsibility to God. Why? Because if we do not share the gospel, God has mandated and he has put this responsibility on us as Christians to share what we know. And for some reason, he chose just the regular people to go and share the gospel. And I've got to tell you, one day when I lived in Maryland, I went to the shopping center and passed the washerette. And, you know, there were about five people out there passing a water bottle out to people who were passing in the street, giving them water, and if they would stop, they would share the gospel. And on the water bottle, they put the name of their church and the telephone number if they wanted to talk with somebody. That's one way of reaching people. Another way is just going out and preaching in different areas or going to another country. I don't know what their ministry is, but I know God has one for you. Every single person is responsible, if you know the Lord, to share the gospel with somebody. It could be children. It could be adults. It could be different races. I don't know who God is sending you to. But if you have a mouth and you know the Bible and you know what God is saying, you have to do it. Amen. If you don't know, if you've heard this message today about what I talked about, how we have a responsibility to share the gospel, and you want to know, you don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about, it's very easy to get to know him. He made a method of coming to him. He said, if you believe that he died for your sins, and he arose on the third day. He not only died, but he arose from the grave. Then you believe that, and you confess that he is Lord of lords of all the earth. Then you shall be saved. Let's pray this prayer with me. Father God, I do believe that you are the King of Kings. I believe you died for me. I believe that you arose on the third day. And I know right now you are in heaven, not because of what I feel, but what the Bible says. And Lord, I've never, Father God, I want to know you. I want you to come into my heart. I want you to change me and make me a new creature. And I receive, Father God, your salvation, your restoration. restoration, deliverance, whatever it is that I need, Father God, I know you will give me what my needs are. You will meet all of my needs. I thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me for my sins. And since you forgave me, I will forgive people, anyone who hurt me or I've hurt them. I ask you to forgive me, and Lord, I forgive others. And Lord, I thank you for my new life in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me, would you let me know in Facebook? And if you would like to be a part of the Bible Book Club, where you can read the Bible and you can learn along with us about different things that God has to share with us in His Word, we make a Facebook request in the Bible Book Club, and I will put you in there, and you will get to read the scriptures that we're reading. We'll be reading the Bible together. Amen and amen.